Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, my Comic-Con nerds?
Oh, hi there.
What up?
Star Wars guy.
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan. Darth Vader.
Not even a character. Just
Daddy
the whole
Vader.
Thing.
Jar Jar Binks.
Daddy Vader. Oh, there you go.
There is a woman here, actually, in our sales department who calls me Jar Jar Binks, which I find quite adorable.
That's funny.
Yeah. She's funny. She's like, Jar Jar Binks.
I like that. Good.
I'm like, it's a me.
Oh, no. He's Italian now?
Yeah. There, I
it's
know.
A me.
Yeah. He was Italian, wasn't he? He's like, it's a Jar Jar.
He goes, Misa Jar Jar.
It's a. No, he's Italian.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, we'll be diving into what the three of us did over the weekend here a little later in the show, which involves Comic-Con and firefighters.
Oh, ooh, my.
Yeah, sexy, sexy.
Polar opposites.
Total opposites, right?
Yeah.
I will say I've got two highlights from my weekend that don't involve Comic-Con or hanging with the fam. And my hot wife and her little Nintendo shirt. I'm sorry. I thought she was so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
I liked her shoes.
Adorable.
Her shoes were sick.
And her shoes, her cupcake shoes.
They were so cool.
But, yeah, I love it when she wears that pink Nintendo shirt. Anyway, I digress.
Calm down. Calm down.
Whoa.
6 a.m.
Got a show to do there, bud.
Two of the highlights of my weekend. Costco has their $10 flannels on sale now.
Oh,
which
gosh.
Is... Every year I go in and get my $10 flannels.
You're a flannel slut, dude.
I'm a flannel
you
slut.
You like them.
And they have the best flannels at Costco. And every year, right before the beginning of fall, they put them on for $10.
We get like 100, right?
And
it's
I scoop all the colors up. I still have flannels in my closet from last year that I purchased that I haven't even opened and wore yet. So
oh,
I've got
dang.
Like stacks of flannels.
So you got options.
But like the quality, they're just so perfect. And the colors and the feel and the softness. And my God, they're $10. $10
so
for
all
a
the
shirt.
Things you're hoarding flannels
oh
over
my God,
there.
Katie, they're the best flannels. They are the best flannels.
Not seen Jeremy in the winter and fall. He's
no,
flannel
no,
man.
Right?
I
really
just
is.
Mentioned
he
yesterday
really
to Nick Nick. I was like, I am so ready for jeans and flannel and a pair of cowboy boots. Like, let's
good
go.
Good combo.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's get it on.
All the ladies start dressing like Han Solo again. It's
oh,
good.
That's right. The little black vest.
It's a good year.
Tall boots.
Good time of year.
I will say, side note, that Nick Nack did send me to Costco alone yesterday. And boy, did she regret that because...
Yeah.
Dangerous.
That's a mistake.
I came home with a Bose soundbar for my TV that I did not need.
So was that on the list? I was going
to
say, was that
no?
No,
it was
okay,
just
yeah.
like, hey, Jared's going to Costco alone. Let's buy some crap we don't need.
No,
it happens every time. So we got, you know, food and stuff for the week and everything. And a Bose soundbar. So she's like, how much did you spend?
The TV's going to sound so good, babe.
Don't worry about it, babe. No, it was actually less than one of your haircuts.
Do
so
you
don't
feel,
worry about
oh,
it.
God.
Snap.
You have to say it like that, right? Like,
it was actually less than your cut and color. So
yeah, that's necessary, though.
Let's not worry about it. The second best thing of the weekend was our first trip, my first trip, to the Cracker Barrel.
Oh, you finally
yay!
Win.
I have never been to a Cracker Barrel, and we were leaving Comic-Con in the Springs, and all of us were hungry, and I just hopped on the maps and see what was around there. I was like, eh, there's a, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings, there's a Chili's, and then I was like, ooh, a little farther up, Cracker Barrel.
Dude.
And Nick Nack in her hot Nintendo shirt was like, let's go. Let's do it. I'm like, are you sure? Because we both eat pretty healthy, and everything there is smothered in gravy. She's yeah. like, I don't even care today. Let's go. But yeah, she got the slab of meatloaf with mac and cheese and mashed potatoes, and I got the chicken fried steak with
oh, the
gravy and, or was it beef fried steak? I don't know. It was some sort
it's
of
chicken
meat.
Fried steak that they have. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was with the side of mac and cheese and
so good.
Mashed potatoes.
It's yeah, it's so chicken fried steak or chicken fried chicken. Those
yeah,
are your
that's
both,
what
you
it
get
is.
Both
it was chicken
there.
Fried
yeah.
steak.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you, okay, did you like it though? Because I love you're a picky eater.
It was good. I will say it was good, and yeah. I devoured it, mostly because we were starving from walking around that
yeah.
goofy Comic-Con. It was really good. It was really good. Black Eyed Pea, far superior.
Really?
The Black Eyed Pea chicken fried steak, far superior.
I would have to agree, because it's a lot bigger, first of all.
It's like the size of the
covers
plate.
Covers the
yeah.
whole plate, and there is just, a, I don't know what seasoning they put on that at Black Eyed Pea, but
oh,
I'm
it's made
with
in heaven,
you.
Though.
It is so good. It is. It's sprinkled down from the angels themselves.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It is so good.
And it's
like
a,
you're right.
And it's a, you know, weird-shaped piece of meat. Like, you're getting, you know, like a some sort of cut of meat that
yeah.
has been deep-fried, where Cracker Barrel, it comes in a circle.
Perfect
so you know
round.
It's like a hamburger patty.
Yeah, exactly.
That they just deep-fried.
Well, and at the, I think that just gives a lot of, you know, homage to the Black Eyed Pea one because they pound it out. And that's why it gives it that oblong shape. Is they do. They pound it with the meat cleaver and get it. That's consistency.
I would do that to a chicken fries.
Did you get the whole Cracker Barrel experience, though? Did you look at the gift shop and did you also play the triangle game?
Yeah, we did.
You did? Did you win?
It's really hard. Nicole was doing it. Yeah, it's funny. I just watched a video on how to beat that because we went to a distillery where we sat there on date night and we were trying to beat that. We actually ordered one. We bought one. There's one at our house.
I have one too after I went.
That stupid game drives you nuts.
I love it.
But there is a video out there that you can watch on YouTube that how you beat it.
Or you can figure it out yourself.
Or you can figure it out
yourself. I don't know.
The distillery night, there was no figuring it out. I will tell you that much.
Four beers deep.
And I was so full of gravy at lunch. I was like, I don't even want to look at that.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I have to say though, talking to Nicole at Comic-Con about how much we both love food, I loved that. Like we had a whole like 5-minute conversation about where she was like, "I'm like you, Katie. I really care about food, and even though I try and watch what I eat, she's like, I'm bad. Like I could spend all of my calories on one meal, and I'm like." So the Maura and I talked, we bonded over food.
Oh, nice.
I know. I loved it. I was like, I knew you were my peeps, Knick-Knack.
I knew it.
I will say on the way home, she's like, I just love talking and hanging with Katie. She didn't say anything about Josh, but she's
that's good. She's like, I'm old
Katie
news, man.
Was like, she's like, I, she's just like, she's just real people. She's just real.
Yeah.
And she's like, she's so relatable and just so spot on many things. And so she loved hanging with you, mostly too, because Josh bailed on us. And left,
I guess I was going to say Josh didn't hang out much, but it's because Josh was like a kid in a candy store. I've never seen you act like that ever. I laughed so hard,
I was so happy.
Told so many people about it. I was like, Josh was like, I don't want to hang out with mom and dad. I'm out of here. Like, it was funny.
I saw the Star Wars section. I was like, you guys just leave me here. I'll see you guys later. Just come pick me up in like 3 hours. It'll be fine.
That's exactly
good.
What happened.
Yeah,
that's
pretty much spot on. So with that being said, Josh, we were stuck with Katie for a couple more hours. So
sorry about that.
Thanks for that.
I totally was the fifth wheel because I was like, you had your little family, your two kids, you and Knick-Knack, and then me right behind. Wait, guys, I'm coming.
Oh, and it's so funny because you brought your kiddos, which you think they'd love it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they did. But for me, I was the one excited for everything, and it looked like your poor children were like, hey.
Yeah, Reed was kind of into it because all the booths had 3D printing. So he was getting
awesome.
All sorts of 3D printing ideas.
Yeah.
My daughter, she hated every step of it.
I felt bad for her. Yeah.
Oh, you had to get her a
sloth. I looked at her like halfway through and she was like, please come.
I know.
I think she actually mouthed, help me.
Help me. She did buy a big stuffy.
She did. And then it reminded me, too, of kids at that age and how they will just fight over anything, right? Like, at one point, Reed walked up to Knick-Knack and was like, Mom, I just want to know that, like, I asked Lila to move and she did it, and then she yelled at me. I felt so bad for both of you.
You should have been in the car on the drive down.
You need to just wear black and white stripes because you're just refs all the time now.
It's the littlest things. He's rubbing his feet at me. Yeah. He's rubbing his feet at you?
What does that even mean?
I know.
Yeah, so then you look back and he's got a shoe off and he's pulling the lint out of his toes and throwing it at her in the back seat. I'm like, stop!
Oh my gosh, I miss being a kid.
Oh, I know.
Please stop.
Right? Oh, so children.
It's your biggest worry, though.
They go back on Wednesday. That's all I know. Hey!